Most of us, in an honest moment, would admit that we're not as wise as we'd like to be, that we have more to learn to become the sort of person that intuitively we know that God wants us to be. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Over the last few days, we've been chatting about godly wisdom, humbly doing good day after day, and devilish wisdom, selfishness, jealousy, boasting, and the like. There's such a stark contrast between those two, both in Scripture and in our own hearts, our own lives. So today I'd like to sit down at the table next to you and feast on more of God's wisdom. Would you like to join me? Would you like to be filled from the top of your head to the tip of your toes with wisdom that comes down from above? Well, here it is. Receive it into your mind, into your soul, into your spirit. For the Word of God is alive and active. James chapter 3, verse 17. But the wisdom that comes from God is like this. First, it's pure. It's also peaceful, gentle, and easy to please. This wisdom is always ready to help people who have trouble and to do good for others. This wisdom is always fair and honest. Were you and I consistently to live out the rest of our lives in that wisdom, my goodness, how different our journey would be, how much richer our relationships would become, how much more those around us would see Christ in all that we say and do. So here's the challenge. Meditate on that one verse in your time with the Lord each morning for the next week. Apply it to your life thoughtfully, day by day, and watch to see what the Lord will do in you and through you. That's His Word, fresh for you today. And if you need some help with all this, remember the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.